So now we have come to the third point on how to work for the benefit of other beings, and that is not to do anything that would kind of disappoint the people, any actions that would create kind of disappointment or annoyance or which brings unkind of unconventional disturbance to the people's mind. Whether that is something useful or not so useful, but which brings irreverence or disappointment or kind of is regarded as bad manner in the society, those things one should not do. So this is explained from stanza number 91. When you spit and throw away your toothsticks, you should cover them. Well, this now is talking about, of course, from the point of the Indian culture at that time. If you want to spit, you spit, but spit with cover, or cover your mouth, or spit in a place which is safe and not public place, or you know, on the green grass, or on the street, or on the walls, or things like that. And then toothstick, and the toothstick is in India they used to have a stick growing that you cut, and then you chew that, and that used to be like toothbrush. So after using that, you have to throw, and so if you throw anywhere, that's not good. And it is wrong to foul with urine and with other fields, the fields and water fit for public use. So things like that. So you have to be mindful. You know, it's talking about hygiene. It's talking about cleanliness. It's talking about a good human kind of behavior. And not only that, now these things can be, of course, very much used nowadays in the terms of, you know, protecting the environment and ecology and things like that. And then 92, when eating, do not gobble noisily, nor stop and cram your gaping mouth, and do not sit with legs outstretched, nor coarsely rub your hands together. So these are also, these are, you know, very minor kind of manners, but if those manners, like table manners, or manners in sitting, or manners in walking, or manners in, you know, whatever you are doing, and this should be according to the, you know, the kind of noble or gentle persons, so the gentleman or gentlewoman's way of doing things in that particular society you live, because I think the society is very important. Vinaya is very much based on society, social behavior, and the society or social norms, and what is regarded as right or wrong, or you know, decent or indecent, is very much based on different cultures and different societies. So that's like that. Do not travel, this is 93, do not travel, sit or stay alone with women of another house. So this is true, you know, if you are a monk or even if you are not a monk, you can have, you know, a different kind of allegations, or, you know, people might have different kind of doubts and things like that. So because of that, I think, don't sit with a woman alone without another man, especially if that woman is kind of belongs, or, you know, is a relationship with somebody else. And all that you have seen or have been told to be a cause of scandal that you should avoid. So you should not, you should avoid a scandal. So you should act, do things in a way that there's no scandal. Yes, I think this is important, because as we know, even nowadays, you know, there are lots of scandals about lots of even lamas and things like that, and some of them maybe that they have done something wrong, but as many of them could be they didn't do anything wrong, but, you know, they was not careful enough, they were not careful enough to keep their actions in such a way that then, you know, people had different kind of doubts and misunderstandings, and then scandals happen. So this is something, of course, it again, this is, as said before, you know, it is not to say that a man or a teacher can never sit with a, you know, otherwise then you can never have any, even a private interview. So these things maybe should not be taken too literally and too strictly, otherwise then it will be again too much restriction and too much, you know, like you cannot communicate, or you cannot really have any kind of even teacher-student relationship and things like that. So, but something that one needs to think about in the case of creating scandals and avoiding scandals and things like that. Not rudely pointing with your finger, but rather with a reverent gesture, showing with the whole right hand outstretched. This is how to indicate the road. So this is, you know, just like being respectful. So if somebody says, which way is something at the kitchen, or, you know, like dining hall or the toilet, you don't say like, go this way. You know? You kind of kindly, respectfully, you know, come out and then show the way with, you know, this is, I don't know, this also maybe depends on culture to culture, you know, but in the Indian, or Eastern way, you show with, you know, not just with one finger, but with all the fingers, like, you know, it's that way, you know, this way, and the things like that. So, like some, you know, once I was told by some people who visited Sikkim, and they came to Sikkim, and they were very happy, because they said, you know, Sikkim is so nice, because when they give you the changes, they give the changes with both hands. So it's so nice. They're so nice. They're so kind. So, you know, by giving you the changes with both hands doesn't really make much difference. But, you know, it's just a gesture. You know, sometimes that kind of gesture helps kind of create an atmosphere, or kind of body language that you know, shows respect and, you know, attention. So this kind of things, I think. Then, do not wave your arms with uncouth gestures. Express yourself instead with unobtrusive signs with gentle sounds and finger snaps, for acting otherwise is impolite excess. Really, it's all about, you know, your body language. You know, use your body to express your kind of your gentleness, your kindness, your respect to the other people, that you are interested in them. You are considerate. You wish them well. You are not kind of totally ignoring them, but really trying your best to help them. You wish well, some kind of this thing. You know, even you call somebody, you just chat, make a very big sound or something like that. But you know, you call them. I don't know, finger snaps. Sometimes it's not really, I think, a good way of calling in some societies, but make some signs, the gentle ones and things like that, so that you know. So there is no impoliteness, but the politeness and care and, you know, attention and mindful and things like that. So in either, you know, what you are kind of doing yourself, you're carrying yourself, or when you are communicating with others through different means, you show respect and caring and things like that. That's, I think, the main thing. It's not very, I think, useful to just go through the instructions one by one and say, you have to do this, you have to do that. That doesn't work, because, you know, the different cultures have different ways of doing things. And if you don't understand them, then it's not very useful. Like, for instance, you know, in some places, you know, you have to shake hand, and if you don't shake hand, then it's considered impolite. In some places, you can't shake hand, especially to a woman, by a man, otherwise it's considered impolite. Some places, you have to go and kiss, you know, on the cheeks or something like that, and otherwise you are not very polite. And in some places you cannot, you know, if you kiss somebody, especially another woman who is not related to you, or you are not your kind of wife or something like that, it's a big scandal. So, you know, all these things are just, you know, social norms and culture. So it's according to that, I think. Important. 96, stanza 96. Lie down to sleep in the preferred direction, in the posture of the Buddha when he passed into Nirvana. So when you lie down also, so lie in the preferred direction. Buddha used to kind of, when he died, he lied down with his head to the north. That's one way. Or sometimes people recommend lying down with your head towards the east. But doesn't matter those things, you know. And in the Amitabha prayer practice, you lie your head with your head towards the west. So these things doesn't matter, but you know, lie down nicely in a preferred kind of direction, in the posture of Buddha, that is your right side down, with your right side on the bed, and the first with vigilance decide, and that you will be quick to rise again. So you want to relax, you want to rest, you need to rest, everybody need to rest and take the kind of good sleep. But when you go to sleep, you sleep with a peaceful mind, without too much thoughts and worries and negative things going on, but with intention that I will get up early tomorrow, and then I will do tomorrow, live tomorrow in a very positive and useful way. And then also sometimes it is said that, you know, you try to look at, you have to look at day and night as a whole life. Like when you get up, and like as if you are born, then you go through the life, you're kind of a young person, youth, then, you know, middle age, then old age, and then like when you go to sleep, you're like dying, but then in this it's dreaming, it's like Pardo, and then we wake up, it's like another birth. So use every day as something useful and purposefully. So this way, you know, if you act it like this, and if you live in this way, if you live each day positively, truthfully, purposefully, and usefully, then you have lived your life in a very good way. So therefore, a day is very important. So this way, you know, and also, you know, doing something that is good for you, not doing something that is negative and bad for me and others, doing more and more that's good for me and good for others, especially with the intention to be useful and helpful to everybody, either directly or indirectly. Directly means like you do something that would really help somebody directly, like now or you know, in near future. Indirectly is that you do something like a practice or meditation or something like that, and then you dedicate it for all the beings. So that I will be, either you train yourself to be able to do something good for others, or you do something positive and you dedicate it for a very big purpose and very many people. So that's indirectly. So either directly or indirectly, you're doing something good for the other people. So everybody, not only other people, yourself also, but so this is stanza number 96. So I stop here.